A Gerudo warrior stands guard in front of Gerudo Town. She's bored and humming to herself. She's clearly not expecting to see what seems to be a cute Hylian Vi dressed in Gerudo silks come wandering out of the desert towards town.
Is that... It is hot! Who are you? What business do you have in Gerudo Town?
The Hylian panics and stammers out that she's a Gerudo.
What? You're a Gerudo? Don't try to lie. Your hair isn't red, and I can barely see your abs. You're so not Gerudo.
The Hylian stammers over their words, their face red as the guard's own hair. The guard begins to lose her composure.
I'm so smart. I'm so sorry. It's just really fun to make Hylian Vi blush. It makes you look so cute. You know, you're probably not familiar with the town, are you? Maybe I could show you around. Maybe take you to a nice, cool place for a refreshing drink. The desert is hot, and you must be wanting to cool down before exploring our town. What do you say, cutie?
Wonderful! Come on, I can't wait to show you around.
The guard begins to lead the Hylian through town, showering them with gifts of fruit and jewelry. Eventually, the pair reaches the noble canteen.
And this, cutie, is the noble canteen, the best bar in town. Well, technically, it's the only bar in town, but that's besides the point. Come on, I'll get you our town specialty, the perfect drink. Vasak, we would like 2 noble pursuits sent to our table, please, and keep them coming. Sarsqua.
The guard leads the Hylian to an isolated table, and the two have barely sat down before their drinks arrive.
Ah, Sarsqua! Here you go, cutie. But do you mind if I make a small toast first? To the beginning of a wonderful new friendship. Cheers!
The two drink for a while, talking and laughing all the while. Not noticing the sun setting or the bar about to close before they are politely asked to leave before another guard has to come along.
Your face is so red. Oh, it just looks so cute. Hey, do you have a place to stay? No? Well, would you like to come home with me? I don't live too far. It's an easy walk. Really? You what? Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad that you agreed. I just feel so lucky. But you look so cute right now.
I don't even know if I can keep my hands off you until then.
Your face just got even redder. You know,
you really couldn't stop me. I'm much stronger than you are, cutie, and I can just lift you up like this.
No, don't struggle, cutie. You know you can't get out of my strong arms. Why do you want to, anyways?
Aren't I nice and warm in this cold night air? Come on, cutie. Just let me carry you home like the prize you are, There you go.
Oh, now you look even cuter, all cradled in my arms.
Can you feel my hand squeezing your cute alien butt? Oh, your face is so red. Even your eyes are red, cutie. And
Sartan! I seem to have failed my duties as a guard and let a Vo slip into town. Oh, don't try and hide it now, cutie.
I already saw that cock of yours pressing against the cerebral you're wearing. It was an excellent disguise, cutie, but our clothing is not made to accommodate Vo. Anatomy.
Don't worry, cutie. I'm not gonna turn you in or throw you out into the desert.
Is that what you were worried about?
No, I really am lucky, aren't I?
Such a cute alien and a Vo as well.
There's no way I'm letting you go now, cutie. No, I'm taking you home with me, and I'm going to show you just how cute I really think you are. Here we are, sweet Vo. Here, let's go to our bedroom. No, don't get down yet. I still want to carry you, cutie. And here we are. No, let me just lay it down on these soft cushions. There. Nice and soft, Just make you nice and cushy. There you go.
Are you comfortable, kitty?
Yeah. Good. No. As cute as these silks are on you, I really want to see that adorable face of yours. So I'm just going to remove this veil and... There you are, cutie. Your lips look so soft. I just have to... Your lips are so sweet, cutie. And I can still taste all those noble pursuits you had. How many did you have,
Four?
Sorry, 10. No wonder you're so excited, cutie. You like the feel of it as I run my hands down your body? You may be Vo, but you definitely have the soft, smooth skin of Vi, huh? A little bit hairier, though, huh? I guess you just didn't commit to the act all the way. Do you like that, cute little vow? Do you like it when I play with your nipples? They're so sensitive. It's always so cute to see a vow squirm with pleasure. You always forget how sensitive they are, don't you? How much pleasure they give. Here, let's take this off of you so I can see just how cute they are. You know what? Never mind. I'll buy you a new top in the morning, okay? There we go. I love being so strong. And, oh, your chest. Sucked in, cutie. Your nipples are so cute. They're such a cute shade of pink, and they've gotten so hard from my teasing. I just want to kiss them. In fact, what you're gasping makes it sound like you're loving this. It's so hot. Hearing your cute voice get all flustered like that, and when I look up at your face, it's still so red and so cute. What is this? Something seems to be poking into my abs. Could it be your cute alien cock? Oh, your face. I just love teasing you, sweet foe. Don't be embarrassed, cutie. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We, Gerudo, have been studying Voe and their preferences for generations. In fact, I kept noticing you glancing at my breasts all day. At first, I thought that you might just be jealous. After all, I did mistake you for a Vi. But after a while, I noticed that you seemed to love looking at them. Which certainly wouldn't be true of a jealous Vi. So I thought you might be a Vi open to sleeping with another Vi. And I'm certainly not opposed to the idea, so I got it into my head to show you the pleasures. The deep, wonderful pleasures of the Gerudo. But finding out that you're a Voe, I just can't believe my luck. I have been praying and praying and praying at the goddess statue every night to send a Voe to me to keep me company during the lonely desert nights. I must ask you something, cutie. Will you stay here with me, my sweet Voe? Will you stay here and let me keep you safe from the harsh desert? Hold comfortable in my strong arms. I'll let you bury your head wherever you want. Will you let me embrace you? Love you and
Adore you. Will you let me bring us together, my love? Will you help me carry out our most sacred of duties? And please, vamping within my womb. Oh, goddess, I'm so sorry, my sweet little Vo. I didn't notice that I was holding you so tightly to my chest. Breathe for a moment, Kitty. Breathe. There you go. Oh, sweet Vo. The look in your eyes. You don't even have to say anything. You want this as well, don't you? Oh, my sweet Vo, I love you. My sweet little vow. I can feel your cock straining so hard against this pretty serval you're wearing, and as wonderful as silk feels on the skin, it still must be so uncomfortable the way it's restraining you. This all must be so very uncomfortable for you. Here, let me take responsibility for causing you such discomfort. Raise your hips a bit and... Cutie, I'll just slide this adorable serval down to your knees. So, Ten, your cock is so beautiful. I think it's the perfect size for me, too. I really am lucky to have found you, my adorable little Vo. Ooh, but... Your cock feels so hard, sweet Vo, but your skin is still so velvety, smooth, and soft. Your balls feel so full. You must have been traveling on your own for so long, sweet Vo. Just relax, okay? And let me help you relieve all that built-up pressure and longing, and I'll just remove my serval as well. You just gasped, my little Hylian. Are you surprised by how well the silks hide my curves? Or are you just in awe of my pussy? The way your beautiful cock just twitched, I'd say it's the second one. It's all yours, sweet Vo, and together we shall bear a Vevi who will surely grow to be a brave and powerful warrior. Your skin may be soft, sweet Vo, but I can clearly see the courage in your eyes. Our Vevi will be unrivaled among the Gerudo and the Hylians. Here, let me straddle you and just... gently take you into my pussy. Oh, sweet Vo. I've only placed the tip of your cock into me, but the look on your face is so adorable. I'll go slowly, cutie, okay? I want us both to enjoy this. Oh, my sweet little alien Vo.
Your gorgeous cock feels so wonderful buried deep in my pussy. I can't hold back anymore. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? Please, my love. Oh, please come so deep in me and give us birth, the blessing of a baby. Oh, my love. Yes. Oh. Yes. Why don't you show me that master sword that I've been hearing so much about? Fuck. Come with me, please. Oh, come deep in my pussy. Feel my lung with all of your heart. Come. I want you, Vevi. Please. Oh, yes. Yes. Come with me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, goddess, come with me. Don't pull out yet. I still want to feel you in me for a bit. Oh, my sweet little boy. I can feel your cum so deep inside of me. I'm certainly carrying her Vevi now. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm so glad that you agreed to this with me. And, my adorable alien. You're going to be such a wonderful husband. I just know it. Oh, no. Get some rest, my love. Tomorrow I'm going to ask the chief for permission to marry you. We won't be able to stay here, of course, but I know of a village in your kingdom we can go to. Savor, my love, and dream sweet dreams tonight as I hold you close. With one of those pressed up against me before. I've had breasts pressing into my back, and that feels really nice. But I've never had a car pressed up against my ass, even flaccid. It feels so right. Maybe if you're a good boy, in a little bit I'll flip us over and I'll surround you on my breasts. Well, with the size difference between us, I guess my breasts will be pressing around your head.
You vow are so much shorter than us Gerudo, after all. But our breasts are second to none in the form of being a soft, comfy pillow. Though, looking at it, my breasts are pretty much just cover your ears. You like the way that feels? It's nice and cozy, huh? Isn't this what birds are for? To softly stroke you? To gently cradle you? Sometimes to beat you when you're bad. I'd rather just nerdy and need a little gun. Punishment for being a bad little vow. Oh, fuck. Here, let me flip you fully over. You like the way that feels? Me just pop off, you'll be able to slap in their face with your breasts. Hold them against your ear. Look at you. Recovery time is a lot faster on a vibe, but for a vow, you're not doing half bad on how you're coming back up. Are you ready to sheath your sword again? As I said, feeling you behind me felt quite right. And I think I want to try it. But since I just made you blow your load, I guess we're gonna have to do something to bring you back to battle readiness, I guess. I want to play with you. I've never touched one of these before, so I want to make sure my hand slides nicely up and down. And you wouldn't believe what I had to hunt to get a hold of something that would work so wonderful as this. It's a special oil. Pressed from a flower that grows high up on a mountain. But when it turned into oil like this, well, it leads to a tingling, pleasurable sensation. Isn't that fun? Yeah. I really wanted to feel you inside of me. Yeah, this oil, it stimulates and tickles and titillates and really just causes lots of pleasure. And, it'll make your sexual arousal more and more, and the longer you go without doing anything to take care of that crest of the wave, well, the stronger it gets, the hornier you get, the more pleasurable it feels, but also the more intense, the less you can take it, the more you need something. You feel that now? That arousal is growing and building inside of you, and all you want is to shove your cock in my ass. You're all oiled up. And you can make me feel the same way from inside. Just imagine how it would be, that tingling, that... I can just imagine you throbbing inside me. My hand feels so good rubbing up and down your shaft. Just imagine and picture yourself just slamming into me. Me clenching around you. The pleasure you would feel. Fuck, it would be so good, little Hillian. It would be so good, little Vo. It would be so good, but... tell you what. I will go make us a snack, and... after you feed me, maybe we can continue. Though, it does look like this might be a little awkward on your end.
But don't worry, I won't judge you for that. I might just point and laugh a bit. Or maybe I'll put some sauce on.
Lick it up.
Be back in a little bit, sweetheart. Try to relax, cutie.